All right, now, let's talk about having fun. What part of the case is fun? I personally love plaintiff is ready, Your Honor. Love that part. I really love the part where some guy in wingtip says, well, in a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen, she's going to get back up, and I can't respond after that. I love that moment because it's true. I am going to get back up, and they can't respond after that. But the moments I think I love best, and I think all of us love best, are cross-examination. So let's talk about some ideas, tips, techniques for cross. Deposition versus trial. We're going to start with depositions because we all take more depositions than trial crosses, right? So let's talk about some depo cross ideas, and let's talk about this important metaphysical question. Okay, guys, we're going metaphysics here. Why am I doing this? Why am I cross-examining this witness? We're going to keep coming back to that over and over again because really we all have some silly habits and we need to talk about why we're still indulging them. So let's start with depos. No scripts. What do I mean? You got somebody, they come in, it's not their regular job. Not talking about those guys, people who you're cross-examining, who don't get cross-examined for a living. What do you have that they don't have? You do this every day. What do they have? Nerves. So what's the first thing we do? We start asking them all kinds of nice, predictable, easygoing, calming, relaxing, soothing questions. And the next thing you know, you've got a relaxed witness who's no longer nervous. Why are we doing that? Why make it easier for the person that you're trying to shift? So, example, my great friend Bill Libby, he and I try a lot of cases together. He brings me in on Med-Mal cases with him. These are the first four questions in a defendant's deposition. Okay, so far that's pretty predictable, right? State your name, guy says his name. Here's the heart of the case. The heart of the case has to do with whether or not this lady did or did not have a pulmonary embolism, okay? First question. Dr. Gray doesn't give depositions every day. First question, isn't it true to be speculation? Yes, sir. Boom! Huge, right? We want it not to be a pulmonary embolism. So there you go. Yes, sir. Okay, now let's talk about your background. Where'd you go to medical school? Boom, boom, boom. We're on down the road. All right? So consider that. My great law partner, John Howie, used to walk in with a blank yellow pad and a pen, chunk him down on the table. Sometimes he wouldn't even sit down. Sometimes he would forget, state your name. He would launch into something like this, and leave. Let the other folks ask all the other stuff. I mean, you've really got a reason why you're doing the depo, right? So consider that possibility. Number two, these are just basic rules. Never go back once you get a cookie. What am I talking about? Well, Dr. Gray's answer was a cookie, right? He gave you a cookie in the tip. You know how Gollum dances around at the end of Lord of the Rings before he topples into the flaming pit, right? With his cookie, it's a ring, but, you know, same metaphor, right? Don't dance around with the cookie. You get the cookie, move on down the road. Don't stay there and let them figure out how they're going to solve the problem that they just created for themselves. So sometimes you want to save it for trial. Sometimes you maybe come back to it later in the depo. Sometimes you want to circle around it. What am I talking about? Let's talk about save it for trial. This hero is a defendant in a Med-Mal case. And the question, he comes up with this terrific theory the day before, and he had little notes to explain it to himself, that my lady didn't die because of what he did. My lady died because of sepsis. So I start quizzing him about sepsis, which it turns out I know more about than he does, because I say, did she have osmotic diuresis, which is a thing that can happen. This is a doctor, mind you. And he says, well, she was having diarrhea. I'm like, diarrhea? But no, we're not talking about that. Osmotic diuresis. Diuresis. Okay, he's toast now, right? Now he's talking about osmotic diarrhea. That is not a thing. Do I keep messing with this? Do I stay on it until he figures it out, goes back into his, you know, into his medical school training? No, we're off down the road now. We're talking about what happened the next day and the care that he gave or whatever. So you save it. I've got what I need. Save it. Now I'm ready for trial or for some other moment. Circle around it. What do I mean? Nurse is giving lidocaine to a patient who's having cardiac issues. Lidocaine is a potent cardiac medication. It comes in 100 cc needles that are long and skinny and 2,000 cc needles pre-packaged that are big and fat and actually have a hood around the needle because they're designed to go into the IV and drip in slowly, not be given all at once. Predictably, she grabbed the wrong one, gave the wrong dose, and instead of stimulating his heart, she killed him. And put a note in the record to that effect, acknowledging the error, okay? So I come in all fat and happy and say, well, you've acknowledged you injected with the wrong syringe, right? I changed my mind. Okay. And of course, this is a real transcript. That my first response is, you know, dog eyebrows, huh? I changed my mind. Okay. Did someone suggest that you should? First thing that came to my mind to ask her. And I get this. Someday we have to talk about objections. It's probably not a very good objection to make in that moment. But here's the point. What's all of us, what do we do when we... All of a sudden, I'm engaged, right? We're going to have a thing. She's changed her mind. I thought I had this thing. We're going to have a big fight. The objection, he's arguing that it's a secret and it's privileged and I can't talk about it. You know, it's like two bulls, right? I'm going to crash into him and say it isn't privileged. We're going to have a big fight. No, I don't want to have that fight right now. I want to finish with this lady. So instead of arguing with him about whether his suborning perjury is privileged or not, I go around it. This is where we're going with this point. When? Who, what, when, how, why, where? When did you change your mind yesterday? Okay, what's the next one? Where? Where were you when you changed your mind? In my lawyer's office. Okay, done. Done. Don't have to have a fight about anything else, right? So sometimes you got your cookie, you want more information, go around the objection to get what you want as opposed to having just a knockdown drag out to try to bulldoze through the objection. Just a thought. Texas rule number 3. What's the Texas state court rule? We have wide open cross. What does that mean? What it means, and out-of-state lawyers are always so surprised by this,